Okay, tonight we are continuing in our study in the book of John. Mark is with us tonight, and I've asked him to read for us John 10, 21 through verse 41.
Others said, "These are not the words of him that hath the devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind?" And it was at Jerusalem the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple, and saw him in his porch, and came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, "How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and believe not. The words that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." And Jesus took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "Many good works have I showed you from my Father, and which of those works do you stone me?" The Jews answered him, saying, "For good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, because thou, being a man, makest thyself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? If ye call them gods, unto whom the word of God came, the scripture cannot be broken. Say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. If you do not the works of my Father, believe not me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works that ye may know. Believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan to the place where John at first baptized. There he abode, and many resorted unto him, and said, John did no miracle. But all things that John spake of this man were true." Me, you said just 41.
At the end of the chapter.
Sorry. And many disorders of him, and said, "John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of him, this man, were true." And many believed on him there.
Thank you, man. Okay, well, this again is a continuation of the doctrine of Jesus Christ. And I've often said that if a person really wants to study Christ's teachings on election and predestination and eternal life, and Tulip, Tulip's looking at me right now, that's my dog, total depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace, and final perseverance of the saints, it's important that you study John 6, John 10, in John 17, because if you study through those particular verses, you want to give her a snap. If you study through those particular verses, you'll find that there's no one that is clearer in their teaching on doctrines of election and predestination than Jesus Christ. Yes, Paul was very strong on it. Christ was strong to be Christ, because Christ is the great shepherd of the sheep. Some of the key verses in John 6 that we read is that Christ speaks and he says, "This is the Father's will, which has sent me, that I have all of which he hath given me, I should lose nothing. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me," verse 37, "and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." He also says that it is written in the prophets, "They shall all be taught of God." And he also says in verse 66 of chapter 6, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. No one can come to Christ unless it was given unto him of his Father. That's what he says. Now, we see in this chapter that we're studying through today, in verse chapter 10, he continues on with the same theme. The Jews don't like it, and the Arminians don't like it today. He starts out with this theme, and he says, he tells them the reason that they don't believe. They said that he made them to doubt, and he told them why they didn't believe. In verse 26, he says, you believe not because ye are not of my sheep. People that do not believe in the eternal Son of God are not of God's sheep. That's according to Christ. They are not of God's sheep. And then he goes on and he says in the next verse, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice. Goats can't hear the voice of Christ. Okay? Wolves can't hear the voice of Christ. Reprobates can't hear the voice of Christ. Vessels of wrath fitted for destruction cannot hear the voice of Christ. But here he says, my sheep hear my voice, and what happens as a result of them hearing his voice? He says, they follow me. And then he also talks about what he gives his sheep in the next verse. He says, I give them eternal life, not temporary life, as the Arminians want to tout. You know, saved today, unsaved tomorrow, saved the next revival, unsaved during between the next revival. That's not what Christ said. Christ said he gives his sheep eternal life. In fact, he goes on and says in verse 28, and they shall never perish. If you're one of God's sheep, he's given you eternal life. I guarantee you by Christ's own words that you will never perish. And he also says, no man, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Doesn't matter what all the Arminian preachers want to say. If you're one of God's sheep, and if you believe in the eternal Son of God, and the only way you can believe on him is if you are his sheep, then you're never going to perish. What a tremendous comfort that gives to us. He goes on even further in verse 29 and says, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. His Father is greater than all. He's greater than the devil. He's greater than all principalities. He's greater than all Arminian preachers. He's greater than all false prophets and false teachers. He's greater than all. And he says, no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father one. The Jews got so mad at this teaching. What was their response to it in verse 30? I mean verse 31. Their response there, Mark. Read verse 31. Verse 31 of chapter 10 of John.
So the Jews took the stones again to stone him.
Yeah, they were so upset over this teaching that they took up stones again to stone him. And the Arminians, they may not physically take up stones to stone you, but they might as well take physical stones and hurl them at you if you are preaching these doctrines, because that's what has happened to me. My mom might as well just pick up rocks and start throwing them at me. All of the people that I have come against that have taught this false doctrine of free will, they might as well stone me. And Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, because thou being a man makest thyself God. Again, Jesus Christ was and is and always will be the eternal Son of God. But the reason they couldn't believe it was because they were not his sheep. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, you are gods. If you call them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and hath sent unto the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God. Jesus basically turned the tables right around on them and said they were blaspheming because they did not believe on the eternal Son of God. He says, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. They knew that he was doing the works of their Father. In the earlier account, you know, we see the account of all of these different miracles he has done. How he healed the blind man. How he healed the man with the withered hand. How all of these miracles, how he turned the water into wine. No one could do these kind of works if it wasn't the fact that Jesus Christ was the eternal Son of God. He says, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. They had seen evidence of the power of God manifested in Jesus Christ. They'd seen evidence of it. Well, but he says, but if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand. They not only took up stones to stone him, but they tried to take him. They tried to take the eternal Son of God. And went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode, and many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true, and many believed on him there. Well, let me tell you, the only people that believed on him there were God's sheep. There were no goats that believed on him. They were all God's sheep that had been predestinated and chosen in him from the foundation of the world. They were those that were loved by God before they were even born. And so this is a tremendous teaching of Christ on election, predestination, the eternal sonship of Christ, his relationship to the Father, and the fact that he has sheep. And there are some that are not his sheep. And all of those that are not his sheep cannot believe on the eternal Son of God. And for those that are his sheep, they've been given eternal life. And no man can pluck them out of his hand. So next time we're going to go on into chapter 11. I appreciate Mark being here with us tonight. I hope this has been a blessing. We'll see you next Sunday night. Chapter 11, God bless.